You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. I have not been on this program in a long time. You know what I mean? I think the last time was, a couple of weeks ago, and then Jamversary came, and now, you know, it's all about getting back into it. Well, see, the beautiful part about it is that this is the one that started it all, and I'm the guy who created it all, because welcome to the JMAT Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, how's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? How are you all doing out there? This is J-Man, of course, and this is the J-Man Show for episode 363. And it feels so good to be back, y'all. I mean, after knocking out the park with Jamversary 2025 and, you know, really, really taking care of things regarding graduate school and life in general, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. But you know what? The thing about it is, you gotta do that sometimes, you know? It's like, if anything else, feel good to feel good about yourself. I know that's redundant, but here's the thing. Yeah, you know, well-being is very important. And I know there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world right now. And I'm trying really not to talk about him or his followers today, because I've said enough of that mini bite yesterday. So as we get back into the swing of things, I gotta say, like, it feels so good to be back here on the J-Man Show once again. And considering all the things that happened in 2025, this is going to be about the shortest season in this show's history because, as you know, we don't stop for nobody. You know what I mean? So, like, as soon as Anniversary Road gets here, which is pretty much 11/16, and that's J360 Productions Day, you know, we're going to be celebrating, I would say, let's see, is it the 19th year? Yes, actually, it is the 19th year. 20th year is next year, so we're going to go all out for that. But, you know, as we keep moving forward, we got to keep moving forward on this program, too. So, by the time that rolls around, Season 10 will magically show up. I would say would appear and rear its ugly head, but this show is beautiful as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? And the thing about it is that, like, another thing, you know, working with the upgrade sagas and all. Like I said, we are at least 3/4 of the way, I think. Or no, we're 1/4 of the way. Sorry about that. That was me looking over my notes and seeing, like, a little smudge here. It looks like a 3. I was excited there for a little bit. But yeah, we're 1/4 of the way there. But, you know, the thing is, you gotta change up your style a little bit because, like I mentioned, old ways are no more. So, you know, cutting out the middleman, trying to get direct to you all as possible, which means that the Ko-fi, if you are signed up for it as a follower, supporter, or, you know, a member for the J360 Legion and everything, you know, you will be getting a lot of great stuff coming your way. Not to mention, if you actually do go for the membership, you get the shows ad-free, and you know, that's $5 a month. So that's $60 a year, and you're going to be okay and well taken care of because there's lots of perks coming your way as they keep developing and rolling them out. But a lot of the news will always be on that Ko-fi page until we get the J360 Productions webpage back up and rolling again. And even then, it's not like I'm trying to move you guys off the Ko-fi page either. Everything is going on that Ko-fi page. And then not to mention, you know, the newsletter will be coming along, and then, like, you know, just getting that stuff out to you monthly, you know, because you all voted for that. And I mean, like, these things, they're going to take time, they're going to take adjustment periods, I'm sure, but I want you all to realize that this is for the best, because, like I said, I was getting tired of the whole thing where you guys weren't seeing the work and stuff, and all those efforts put in on each and every single episode, and then all of a sudden some people were like, oh, I didn't see it, I didn't know about it, you know. That's not good. That's terrible. That's putting you in the red further. And that's why, at the same time, you got to really wake up and take things seriously. Which is why, like, you know, today is about me telling you, you know what? If you have a plan, or if you have a goal or something like that, even if you got Trump and all that kind of nonsense floating around, yes, that is a problem, but that'll take care of itself. I want you to remember this. Whatever that you had that you wanted to bring to this world to, you know, enrich it, to teach it, to help it grow into something better than the state of whatever the hell this is, I want you to hold on to that. I want you to actually put the foundation in motion. I mean, you might not get everything done this year. I mean, God knows I'm not going to, but let me just tell you this. At least you have something set and ready to go. You have that belief that you can make a difference, and that's all you really need. Like, everything about you is already there. You just need to show it out to everybody else. And the truth is that is the way of the world going to give you that chance? I don't know. Because, like, there are so many people that are playing crabs in a basket right now, you know, trying to hold people down, trying to make people afraid and say, oh, that ain't going to work, all this other kind of stuff. And it could be a mixture of the heat. It could be the mixture of what's going to happen with the ramifications of that bill that passed. It's always a lot of shit. But let me tell you this. Hey, I'm well past that time where I can cuss, so I can cuss. But you know what I'm saying? I want you all to remember, you know, those of you that really have hope for the future, that are really smart, that really know what's going on, and really astute and proactive about things, I want you to stay in the fight. I want you to really speak out when other people are afraid to. I want you to really take center stage and be tactful about the things that you're going to do, you know, as I am. And I want you to also, don't really tell everybody what you do, but showcase what you do. You know, make that action happen. You know, because there's too many people that talk too much. And you've seen them, because they are pretty much the podcast bros and sisters out there that say too much of anything and don't know what they're talking about. The ramifications of everything. You know, they don't understand it, because either A, they're not going through it right now, or B, you know, they're so tone deaf that they feel as though they can say whatever they want to say without filter. You know, no filter has been dead since 2010. Stop trying to bring that back. You know, even when I do this show, you know, I have self-control over what I put out here. And I'm well aware of the ramifications involved. Did you know, not too long ago, I saw somebody say, hey, my American friends, how come you guys aren't doing the Civil War right now and putting a stop to the madness? And then one of her stupid friends, who live here, decided to say, well, you know, some of them have guns and some of them haven't fired a gun in their life, so it'll be over before you know it. And I was about ready to jump in there and say, how about shut up, the both of you? And look over at her friend and say, let me tell you something, pal. You know what you can find out there in the streets these days? You don't know who's able to be a marksman or as somebody that's pretty much on that way to, you see what I'm saying, to handle executions. So you might want to shut up. You don't know. See, I'm trying to word this stuff right because, you know, like I said, you got to watch what you say. But the thing about it is this. For starters, that person actually lives in Canada, for one thing, and she always chimes in on Facebook with some of the most dumbest stuff I have ever seen and read ever. And I'm like, you know what? You say that because you don't live here. You say that because you're not experiencing all that's going on. Now, why don't you go take care of you, your family, and all that kind of stuff over there, and leave whatever is going on here from the resistance to the resistance. And I know strength in numbers is one thing, people, but you don't need people flying off at the gums and saying that kind of stuff, because you never know who's listening. Yeah, dare I say it, this is 2025, and people still don't understand how social media can bounce back and bite you in the ass if you're not careful. The idea is, when you put that stuff in print, the delete button is not your best friend, okay? because the Wayback Machine and all sorts of servers are recording everything that you do. They don't always tell you, but it's true. That stuff is in a database stored somewhere. So by you saying that kind of stuff, you never know what you may be initiating. You never know what somebody's interpreting that as, and run tell that. You know? To report you or any of this other kind of stuff. And the first thing you're going to say when you're up there in front of litigation is probably, it was a joke. I didn't know it would go this far. I didn't, blah, blah, blah. It's whatever. It's going to be in one ear and out the other, and the judge is going to give you a nice little sentence, especially if the defense is like, we don't have anything. No further questions. Served up to the prosecutor, and they all about to eat because you done did something stupid and put all that nonsense out there. Sometimes if you don't, let me just say this, most times if you don't know what you're talking about, shut up. Just shut up. And you know, I don't really want to dive it to the point at my old podcast friend for saying that kind of stuff. And not only that, by the way, those at the FYFC studios, this is not y'all, so you can go sit down and chill. It's somebody else with their ignorant ass. But I want you to realize this. You got to watch your mouth sometimes. You're not ready for the ramification, the consequences. Shut up. And the same goes for all these other podcast bros like that. Like Andrew Schultz is showing around now. He getting a hell of a lot of attention now. Not because of him being a comedian or anything. Him and his past 40 bros sitting there like any other standard podcast format. And they all talking about their takes on life and know not what the hell they're talking about or what they do. He's saying that Trump is doing things that he didn't believe he voted for. And it's like, well, guess what, buddy? If you voted for him, much like another friend of mine, and you're all were making those video essays about him, it's just as much your fault as it is his fault. So take the punishment, you fake Nazi-looking bastard. And I mean that wholeheartedly, by the way, because I never found him funny. I think the only time I may have found him funny was with a little chuckle when I saw him on that, you know, that Tom Brady roast special. And even then, everybody was funny that night because they're roasting Tom Brady. Sorry, Joey, just had to say it. Anyway, you know, I just had to reach out to the So Wizard crew on that one. By the way, great reviews. But as I keep moving forward, though, I got to let you all know, because I got to bring it back to me. It's not about the bigger podverse right now. I got to bring it back to me. I've seen a lot of things since I came out of the hospital in February, and I've seen a lot of crazier stuff ever since, like, old boy got in office again. And you know, to be perfectly honest with you, I had to cut things off. I had to walk away and remove myself from people, and I had to remove the brand from people, things like that. I had to do a lot of change-ups. And the truth is because, like, you know what, the ideals of this brand were a lot bigger than what I do on this show. The ideas of everything about creating and about putting out things out there that leave a strong impression for people, to teach people, to entertain people, to help people to understand that life is worth living, regardless of things such as discrimination, political bias, and all this other gunk that's in the world. And now they're trying to repeal like civil rights and all that kind of stuff, in addition to what happened with women's rights. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know a lot of great women out there outside of even the woman that I dissed, because she didn't know what the hell she was talking about at the time. But I gotta say this, you know, there's a smart person in there somewhere. But you know, like, certain things we could all really learn from each other and enrich our communities, but we don't do it due to other circumstances, due to ridiculousness, and due to pathological or illogical fear, paranoia, whatever the case may be. And it's sad too, because there's a lot of great people out there, and there's a lot of good impressions that can be learned from each and every single one of us, but our insecurities are all on full display, along with other things that make us very unlikable people. You know what I'm saying? Such as, like, you know, last episode with 362, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, I was pissed off. I was tired of a lot of things. And it's not entirely a crash out, because, see, crashing out, you know, that's when you're going at everything all at once. And you know what? You have no real self-control. And the mental health is just out the window at that point. So you're just really, really going at it. But when it comes right down to actual ranting and really letting people know where you're coming from, at least I stick to structure about it. And all the things that I said has come to light. I'm not psychic, because guess what? You don't have to be psychic to see this stuff. You know? Or any of this other things. And, you know, a lot of y'all be getting mad and tripping out on people for using their civil rights to go ahead and speak about things. For using things that they are allowed to do that is written in the Constitution. Because in this country, people are all about their own rights and not about the rights of other people entirely. You know what I'm saying? And then they want to call you woke and all that other stuff. Snowflakes or whatever the case may be. And even then, they assume like certain people, because they're speaking out against whatever the nonsense that's going on out here, the noise so loud, they're Democrats or liberals and stuff. You know, the thing about it is, I'm on neither one of their sides. I'm just a guy trying to function in this stupid, tiresome civilization around me. And as I watch things crumble and all that kind of stuff, should I be sitting back just drinking a bottle of water and saying, ah, well? Or should I just go ahead and say, this is where I can step in and fix things? And you know what? I've been using the latter, because I'm out of water. But I will tell you this. I got to go to the store tomorrow. But I want you all to realize this. There's still hope. There's still a chance. There's still a lot of great things we can do. Now, all the rubble that's happening right now, these are government institutions, but I'm going to let you know this. If you really want to do something with your art, I want you to create with your art. If you really got something that you want to be able to say, and, you know, it's something to really bring people together, well, we need that, because right now, everything's so divided and so separate right now. You know what I mean? An army of one can only do so much, but an army of 10, an army of 100, an army of 1,000, an army of beyond 1,000 and a million and billions and all that kind of stuff, because there's a lot more of us than there is of them. We could do quite a lot of great things, but we have to get to the point where we need to be able to disagree with each other, be able to actually have a credible argument. And I always tell you this, no matter who you put in power, you got to think about this when it comes to policy and all that stuff. You have to read your contract and see who benefits the most out of a deal. And I say that to a lot of you musical artists, in addition to a lot of you film creators, and then some, you know? Like, it might seem like, well, you know, what do you know, J-Man? You don't make movies. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I don't star in them. Till now. But you see, the thing about it is, I do write them, I do sell them, I do pitch them. So it's like, you know about part of me when I do J360 Productions or J360 Radio, but you don't know about the other part with J360 TV and all that. See what I'm saying? Or there are times where, you know, I'm a licensed contractor, you know? Or, you know, I'm pretty much working with other people, things like that. You know? I do a lot around here. But you see, the thing about it is that I've noticed that a lot of people out there, they want more out of life than this, and I want to give more out of life than this. I want to create and enjoy the creation I make. You know what I mean? Not to have to feel as though I come on here and I'm like, ah, I gotta go ahead and do this, or I gotta go ahead and make this program and all.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
It's not really like that. Now, there is moments where I deal with people who don't know any damn better, flap at the gums, and say a lot of stupid stuff and chime in with things that don't make any sense. Or like somebody be like, what makes this much Jamiversary? I will never forgive you for that, Ryan Anderson, by the way. You idiot. Oh, who am I kidding? He's a friend of mine. But the point is, though, if you've been around me long enough and you see me doing all this kind of stuff, which I have been, the point is that I'm always consistent with it. There might be a day where, you know, I may miss it or I'm working on something else, but there's usually the show coming that day after. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I have rainy days, I have contingency plans, I have all this stuff together. But the thing about it is, when I'm doing a J360 Productions event, it means something, too. That is a big deal. Jamiversary is a big deal. because it's all about the music and it's all about the Jam Fam. And which, by the way, you know, I liked working with them so much, I was like, hey, let's go ahead and make a season 6. And we got that coming starting this Friday. You know? That's a big deal. That's something to be very proud of. And not to mention, when we finished last season, that was on the actual day Jams premiered. How often is that? You know what I mean? When are you going to see, like, you know, June 27th on a Friday again? That's something to be very proud of. But also, you know what really kind of hurts the heart a little bit? I've seen a lot of talented people go all to pieces because of algorithms, AI, Trump in office, you know, job market going stagnant, all this other kind of stuff, all these terrible things. And, you know, in addition to me breaking away from people that I thought were my friends, or breaking away from people that I thought would really help the brand grow and help a lot of things, you know, it just goes to show you that you really have to go back to yourself. You have to take care of yourself, too. You have to really understand, like, you know, it's important where you want to be at, but it's important to really take a look at where you are now and use what you have at that moment in time. You know what I'm saying? And I look at a lot of those people, and I wish they were still creating. I wish they were still working on their podcasts, because they had stories. It wasn't always about, like, you know, your feeling about the economy and all that kind of stuff. It wasn't always about, like, what girl that you mistreated, or what man you mistreated, or who's the dominant one in a relationship. None of that shit matters anymore, because results vary differently, and behind closed doors there's a multitude of different stories going on, and the chances are you're probably not even getting the real one until one of them stops lying to people. And it's very true, you know. And I just look at it from time to time, and I'm like, we all could be doing a lot better than this. So if it seems like that the entertainment is a cesspool right now, and it seems like that, you know, things are really, really dry on the internet and all this other kind of stuff, well, it's because, you know, low effort came back into play, and you're seeing more and more people just randomly just doing things that have no heart or soul in it. No passion. Empty. And that's really, really, really sad. You know? That wasteland didn't come in the time of when Mr. Rogers was making the neighborhood. It came in the time when we all started using YouTube as, like, AI farms and stuff. And we started using Spotify as supposedly the end-all be-all for music and everything else. Which Spotify isn't, by the way. And looking at Spotify, the fact that the CEO does not want to pay artists like anything, pushing AI music, which AI music is a joke in itself, just like using AI to do all those things. AI is good for, say, like, you know, administrative work, addressing FAQs and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. But when it comes to actual creating and all, you know, it just, you could use it maybe to use a little touch-up, maybe. But then there are times where people use it too damn much. Crutching through life. And crutching through the creative field. People talking about, like, oh, well, Jay, you're being a gatekeeper. How am I being a gatekeeper when at the same time all you got to do is draw shapes? All you got to do is draw shapes, understand what perspective, and if you're drawing people, understand what anatomy is and how everything plays out according to scale. And even then, that's a basic for it. That's a foundation for you. You know? I'm not going to set up some courses for you so you can learn how to do that stuff, even though it's questionable to do, and that's a racket in its own right. But it's one of those things, whether you want to or you don't want to. You understand? It's just like making music. Like, more and more people out there, they try so hard to be funny. When somebody legitimately asks you a question and you thought, oh, it's my turn to be snarky. Oh, I'm going to go ahead and say something. And then guess what? When that person does not have time for your shit and calls you out on it, now you got nerd to want to be mad and all sensitive and in your feels, right? Because that person asked you about music making and you just were not there for them. And then you're like, you can't come at me like that. Yeah, a lot of y'all need to get punched in the dick when you do stupid stuff like that. And the only reason why I say that is because if somebody asks me about, you know, content creating, well, it's like this. I'm still creating content. You know, it's something that means something to me, so I'm going to go ahead and, you know, have a good time with it. If it takes, great. If it doesn't take, okay, whatever. You know? But you see, a lot of people don't seem to understand that. They always just want to do this perfect, omni-perfect show that is a one-size-fit-all that's going to bring everybody in. It's impossible to do that. Okay? Like, even some of the films that we hold in high regards now, you know, in their time, they probably weren't that great. They didn't have Rotten Tomatoes. They didn't have, like, Movie Web and all this other BuzzFeed shill factories out here telling you how you should think. You went to the movie because the movies were an experience and it got you away from things. And you know what? You wanted to see the adventures of the character on screen. Nowadays, you go to the movies and now you want to hear about what your favorite blogger thought of the movie. Or you want to sit there and, you know, be on your phone all the damn time and not even watch the movie. Or you take your kids out to a movie that where the movie's not even for kids because you couldn't find a nanny at the time or something. There's a whole list of factors of why some of these movies don't take, and it might be your own fault. If you get what I'm saying. The point is, though, we're here now. We see all this stuff now. You see, the studios are not really trying to take risk on things, but what about you? What about you, the creator? What about you and how you see things? Are you willing to go for stuff? Are you willing to take a shot again? Are you willing to say, like, look, I've been sitting on ice with this thing and I got something to do? I mean, ask yourself that. What's the real answer? And the truth is, I'm sure a lot of y'all will sit there and say, like, you don't know what the answer is, right? Well, I'll tell you one thing from my perspective, because you can't talk about nobody but myself. I'm going to go ahead and build this damn thing. I'm going to rebuild it. I'm going to rethink the plan. I'm going to go ahead and utilize what I need for my own connections and stuff. All right, sure, I didn't land in California. Well, guess what? I'm still here on the East. Let's make the East work then. You know what I'm saying? There's always a way, and there's always people out there that are willing to work with you. Now, the thing about people is this. You know, if you know they're not about the group and all that stuff, you're going to have to make executive decisions and let them go. You're going to have to be very honest with yourself about this whole thing. If the movie's not getting made, and movies, especially when you're producing one, loses money every day, especially if it's a studio one, you're going to have to understand what's not working and what is working. And it's not always going to get you a lot of friends, especially being a leader. But the truth is, though, if you really want things to work out, you got to be about that life. You know? Because right now, this is about a team. This is about leadership. This is about efforts. I mean, I like I said, I told you guys about the snarky people and all that other stuff. I've met everybody that thinks that they're a legendary smartass. That think that they know whatever they can say is really funny and good for the moment and all that kind of stuff. Well, here's the reality. You're not funny. All right? Here's the reality. If it's getting to the point where you're actually hurting people, matter of fact, you're just in a silo all by yourself. And guess what? The only one that's laughing is you, and you look like a giant horse's ass doing it. Like any of them people that are in the comment section of any website or whatever, and they sitting over there saying all that kind of stuff, they pretty much need to be talking in an empty room because they're not funny. They over there, they saying a whole bunch of stuff because they haven't done anything in their life worth talking about, period. You understand what I'm saying? And you know the ones, because they're always there where you are. You know what I mean? They got all these views and all these subscriptions and all these other things. And yet they still worried about where you are and looking at what you're creating. Trust me, I mean, like, when I was on Instagram all the time, I seen, like, certain people popping up over there looking at what I'm doing and stuff. Look, acting pretty much like, what is her name? Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched. You know, the woman who could not mind her own business say of her life had to always look over there like, oh my God, what's going on? Stupid. You understand what I'm saying? Really pitiful. I mean, you can't submit tracks to jams, but you can go ahead and try to see what J-Man's working on, right? And then, of course, don't get me started, because I used to know a coattail rider just like that. He probably out there somewhere with his dumb ass. Hey, you know, the point is that I really should, like, be Actually, I'm going to be very transparent with y'all about that. Whatever the hell he's doing, that's on him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I wish things could have been a little bit better, you know, because he is a pretty good musician. But as a friend, he's a terrible fucking friend. I would never want to be his friend ever again. You understand what I'm saying? Well, in case you're wondering who I'm talking about, he hosts a summer bash every year. yeah. It's just the more and more I got to know certain people, you know what I mean, outside of their creative takes and who they are and everything, the more and more I got to know people like that, the more I started to dislike them. The more I realized, like, this person is not about a team. This person is about themselves. And you could go ahead and say that I am about myself. Well, yeah, I got to take care of myself. But you see, the thing about it is, when it comes to my team and who I work with at the time, and then in the future and all that stuff, I want the team to feel important. Because we're all working together to make a project that may not have a chance to succeed, but it's something that the world needs right now. You know? And you push past, like, moments where, you know, you feel insecure. You push past moments where the world is telling you all this kind of stuff. But, you know, here's the thing. Just because you got a whole bunch of people that have these huge opinions and all, it doesn't mean they're right. You see what I'm saying? Like, you should really want your own thing, and you want all this stuff to really work out for you. So you gotta fight for it. Yeah, my phone was about to ring an alarm right there. But I wanted to let you all know that go for things. And if it's too big and if the budget is too much, well, then, hey, guess what? Utilize one of your B-side projects. You understand? Come on now. I know a lot of y'all out there actually have one. But what I'm also really trying to let you all know is the show goes on and on. Every time you want it to. You see what I'm saying? Like, I could go all day about certain musicians. I could go all day about certain people that, you know, I don't work with anymore. I don't talk to anymore and stuff like that. Whether it be just them as terrible, terrible people, or whether it be them as thinking Donald Trump is really going to do great things for them. He ain't going to do nothing great for me or anybody else, but hey, whatever. Do you, I guess. But the idea is, when you really think about it, going all day about them is not going to help. It's not going to get the movie made. It's not going to get the business right. It's not going to get, you know, goals achieved. It's not going to help things come back together. It's kind of like if you're pining for your ex and she just wants nothing to do with you. She wants nothing to do with you. She's not coming back. And that's not specific either, you know, because I know when things are over. But I'm letting a lot of y'all know this. If it's over with that person, it's over. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, like, even as I'm creating this show right now, and even as things are a new era, and even as, like, it seems like, you know, options are slim and the future's bleak, it's not always that way. It's just new. It's just like, you know, you got to keep on pushing. You got to keep on sailing where you know that you can go for the next journey and everything. And I'm all for it. I have nothing to lose, especially at this point. This is the perfect time for me to actually do everything right with a whole new crew and with a whole new platform and everything. You know? And it's beautiful. And I really want to see how things come together, you know? And it's just really a powerful statement. So, I'm hoping for a lot of great things in the future as we get through what we're getting through. And by the way, for those of you that really don't agree with stuff going on, fight for what you believe in. Fight for your stance. Fight for your democracy. Be very honest about the things that really matter to you. And look at the people around you. Look at the community that you could probably be a good help for if you really want to get involved. But I'm going to tell you this, if you don't, non-involvement is one hell of a receipt to carry because it turns into regret. You know? But yeah, I'm just letting you guys know these things because it's been a while. And you know what? I really wanted to have a deep talk with you all and Trying to get you all thinking about newer things. Trying to get you all like, hey, look, we're going to push past this. And, hey, I still got a future to build, and I know you do too. And just don't let nothing get in the way. Which, by the way, some of y'all asked me about grad school and all, and it's like, well, again, I did it for me. Because, you see, I'm here, and I figured this is the best way to level up. So, you know, that's what matters right now. So, like, leveling yourself up, taking care of yourself, going back to you, what is the most important things? That's what matters. So, hey, he can go ahead and do what he want to do, but I'm going to get mine, though. And I hope that a lot of y'all out there will still do what you can to ask questions, to really pay attention to the world around you, educate yourselves, and, you know, for God's sakes, take care of yourself, all right? Anyway, I gotta get going, because, you know, jams won't make itself, but you all take care of yourselves. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.